thank you so much for having me in your moist city. I'm having a wonderful, wonderful time here. Thank you for having me, genuinely. I got picked up from the airport in an Uber, not bragging, and I went in one of your lovely Ubers. The gentleman driver, when I got in, he said, would you like the radio on? And I said, I don't mind, it's up to you. And then he said, I make my own music. Do you mind if I put some of that on? Oh, no, I don't. And then he put on Drake's new album. I wonder how often that works. I wonder how often there's a middle-aged white woman thinking, well, he looks like Aladdin and he sounds like confidence personified. Pull over and jump in the back, Nikolai. I loved it. I'm having a very sexy time lately. A few weeks ago, I slept with my personal trainer. What a confidence boost. And then I realised he was just trying to get me to burn more calories. No, it was too frantic. I should have guessed when he said that his favourite position was woman in plank, man counting. I did. So I've had to go back to my favourite. Yoga is my absolute favourite exercise. I love it. I love it so much. Yoga is my new drug. My old drug was drugs. Which I'm not going to say anything positive about because it's very irresponsible. I'm not going to say anything positive about drug taking. What I will say is I didn't take MDMA until I was 32, and it was such a relief to know I could be happy. But I do have things I don't like about myself. I have a paranoia. I have a paranoia that I can't compete with pornography. Anyone I go out with now, they'll have a computer and they can put in a few search terms and then watch all of these women and men enthusiastically pretending to like doing things that I'm not going to pretend to like doing and I'm not going to do. I don't like doing anything. I like having three things done to me very gently while I lie there. That's my sex style. And I'm saying that to all of you as a warning in case any of us ever get together. And that is open to people of all genders. I'm trying to have more sex with women since I found out lesbians are very good at the three things I like. The most embarrassing thing, though, and again, I have to accept these things about myself. I'm 37, I'm not going to change. The worst thing about me, really, and I kept it secret for a long time, is I don't like art. I think art's rubbish. All of it. I think lots of people think art is rubbish, but we're too worried about looking stupid, so we just go along with everybody else. I think the worst art form of all, I mean, I hate them all, but the worst, I think, is theatre. I think it's diabolical. Please don't get offended if you're an actor. Being in a play is obviously incredible fun. You get to put a wig on and walk up and down and move your arms and project your voice, saying things like, I think you'll find you're contradicting yourself, Alan. Fun having to watch it. I can't concentrate. They don't let you look at your phone. So all you're thinking is, well, how long has it been? And you have to judge. You have to judge from how long it feels, which is forever. And then they have a false ending called an interval, where technically you could leave, but you have Stockholm syndrome. And you don't want everyone around you to think you weren't intelligent enough to understand the play. So you're just sitting there and you're trying to be positive. All you're thinking is, well, sometimes the second half is shorter. And eventually, after several days, the play finishes. And then what happens is you're flooded with an incredible feeling, and it's called freedom. And I think we mistake that feeling for having enjoyed the play. That's the problem we're doing. And I'm not just picking on theatre. I don't like any art form. I don't like music. I know that everyone likes music. I don't like it. It's too noisy. Shut up, music. I don't want to have an emotion I didn't have a minute ago, thank you. I don't want any memories. I do have an exception. I do like Drake, but that's only because I recently had sex with him in an Uber.